And we welcome you to this edition of Food for Thought, presented by Kitchens Creek Baptist Church here in Ball. Now here's my message for you today. One of the greatest passages of the scripture concerning salvation by grace is found in Ephesians 2:8. Listen to these words, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now in this passage which I've read, the Apostle Paul tells us how God saves sinners, why God saves sinners the way he does, and what is the sure result of God's saving grace. So how is it that God saves sinners? Paul says, by grace are you saved through faith. Salvation, from start to finish, is the work of God's free grace in Christ. Grace planned the way of salvation by the substitutionary sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was grace that chose those who would be saved in eternal election. Grace brought the Lord Jesus Christ down from heaven to die in our place at Calvary. Grace calls sinners to Christ by its irresistible power. Grace gives us life. Grace preserves us in life. And that same grace of God will present us holy and without blame before the presence of His glory in heaven. All the many blessings of grace in salvation come to all God's people through faith. Now, faith is not our Savior. Christ alone is the Savior of His people. But faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is necessary unto salvation. Every one of God's elect people looks to Christ in faith and receives salvation from Him. Faith is the channel through which salvation comes. And then Paul further declares that this faith is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Paul is telling us that grace is the gift of God. Salvation is the gift of God, and faith is the gift of God. None of these things are can be attributed to us. We believe according to the working of God's almighty power within us. Faith is not the work of the sinner. It's the work of God in the sinner. So why does God save sinners by grace alone, apart from any works performed by us? Because He said that no flesh should glory in His presence. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now Paul is emphasizing the point that salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. If there was anything which we as sinners could do that would contribute anything to our salvation, then we would claim a part of the glory of our salvation for ourselves. But God will not permit that. He will have all the glory. He will not share His glory with another. Salvation is by grace alone, without works. Salvation is not the work of man. Neither is it a cooperative work of God and man together. That is, God doing His part and man doing his part. Salvation is the work of God alone. We are His workmanship. God has made us new creatures in Christ Jesus by the almighty power of His sovereign grace. Let all the proud, foolish thoughts of self-salvation by the works of the flesh be forever put out of our heart and mind. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and Thy truth's sake. And what's the sure result of God's saving grace? We're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Even if we could do some good works, they wouldn't save anybody. But we can rest in this, that when the grace of God comes to us, bringing salvation to our heart, good works will follow. When grace reigns in the heart, it produces good works. Salvation is accomplished by the grace of God, and it's given through faith in Christ, and it's not the result of works produced by us. For by grace are you saved through faith. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, you can call us at the church at 640-5580, or you can visit the church's website at kitchenscreek.com. So until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you.